I figured a good place to start would be the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority storefront uptown on Tryon Street. They're the folks behind the Charlotte's Got a Lot campaign. To the left of the staffed information booth is a wall full of brochures. It's close to 20 feet long. And sure enough, right in the middle of that wall, a sign boasts, Charlotte's Got a Lot. Linda Durkin manages the information center. She says locals who come in are always surprised at how many things there are to do in the area.
They come in and their eyes get really big and they're like, I didn't know. I didn't know there was all of this.
It's usually family or friends visiting from out of town that gets them in the door, she says.
But they don't think the visitor center's for them. And then when they come in, they're like, oh, yes, it is for me. I do need this. I do need this information.
There are brochures of many varieties, self-guided tours with a Dale Earnhardt theme, food-themed excursions, the Charlotte Liberty Walk for Revolutionary War era history, and neighborhood-specific tours. My choice, a walking tour of uptown with Charlotte native Jeannie Huffam.
I have a little company called Charlotte Crown Guides. I do walking tours of uptown, and I do step-on guide service.
We start out on what she calls the main drag, Tryon Street.
I get tickled because if people aren't reading carefully enough, they think it's Tyrone. No, it's Tryon, like try on your slacks.
Looking at things carefully is a theme with Huffam.
You forget to look up at the architecture and the gargoyles and the beautiful art that's on the exterior of the building. And to pay attention. You know, we all forget. We keep our head down and we keep right on walking.
She's pointing to the old First National Bank building just south of Trade Street on South Tryon.
You've got Greek and Roman gods and goddesses. You have what looks like a squirrel and a rabbit, and yet you have somebody that looks like Confucius.
Next door is Thomas Polk Park, built in 1992 to honor the man who founded Mecklenburg County. Modern angular stonework and waterfalls are shaded by lush trees. The park opens up to the square, or Independence Square to be more precise, at the intersection of Trade and Tryon Streets. There are four statues, one in each corner, representing transportation, industry, commerce, and the future. Huffam says she's not sure the thousands of business people who walk by the statues every day get the full meaning as they go about their routine.
And what some people may not know is that all three of those are looking towards the future.
She might want to consider telling people to look down, too. Uptown streets are full of sidewalk markers. Some are part of self-guided tours like the Liberty Walk. Others offer information about buildings or events. We pause at a large brass plaque in the sidewalk outside of a restaurant.
That was where Jefferson Davis was when he learned that Abraham Lincoln had been shot.
Huffam says she wishes more people would venture outside of their own neighborhoods.
You know, if you live in Ballantyne, that's where you're going to live and move. If you don't have any reason to come uptown, then you're not going to see it.
So, with the kids back in school and the vacation season winding down, don't forget that a quick getaway may be just outside your back door.